And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's a time-honored rule of legal ethics that not only must judges remain impartial and avoid conflicts of interest, they must also avoid even the appearance of those things. This is one of the reasons many experts have called for State Supreme Court Justice Phil Berger Jr. to recuse himself from a pending case challenging the actions of the General Assembly, in which his father, Senator Phil Berger Sr., is a named defendant. Amazingly, however, even as this controversy simmers, Berger Jr. is now ensnared in another glaring conflict of interest. Last week it came to light that Justice Berger will be a special guest at a fundraising event for Republican State Representative Jimmy Dixon. This is simply wrong. The state Supreme Court renders all manner of important decisions concerning legislative acts, and it is unacceptable for justices to become directly involved in the political campaigns of officials whose actions they will inevitably be called upon to sit in judgment. Justice Berger's action in this matter is unethical and ought to be the subject of an investigation and potential sanction. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.